Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Corn prices are soft, but bids for grain sorghum, also called milo, are even lower, creating opportunities for livestock feeders to add gain while cutting costs. SDSU Extension Beef Feedlot Specialist Warren Ruschi reports the energy value of milo is roughly 90% of corn's.
So, for instance, if corn is $4 a bushel, if we can get milo for less than $3.60, then it starts to make some sense to include that in the diet.
Ruschi explains milo cannot be fed whole, as its hard outer seed coat resists digestion in the rumen.
For the majority of producers here in South Dakota and the Midwest, we're going to either roll it or grind it. But either way, we need to reduce the particle size in order to make the best use of it.
He says one advantage of feeding milo in combination with corn is a higher degree of digestibility.
So, for instance, if we were to combine ground milo with high-moisture corn, what ends up happening is we get performance and feed efficiency that's better than either grain alone. And it's because of those differences in starch digestibility in the rumen that lets us avoid perhaps some acidosis risk we might get with straight wet corn, but greater total starch digestibility compared to straight milo.
Some farmer feeders harvest milo as high-moisture grain because fermentation improves starch digestibility, but again, the kernel needs to be broken up. Another option is to take it as earlage, or headlage in this instance, using a kernel processor on the chopper to crack the seed head. The bottom line, feeding milo makes use of a feedstuff to take advantage of opportunity in the marketplace. For all the details, visit extension.sdstate.edu.